Welcome back to History 395, and today we'll be talking about whaling in Japan with Ashley Harrell. I'm Robert Gruberger. So you discussed Norway and Japan in your paper.
I
was wondering why you chose to compare and contrast Norway and Japan.
So Norway lies in the Western Hemisphere, and therefore it's a Western nation, and Japan lies in the Eastern Hemisphere, and therefore it's an Eastern nation. And when we look at two countries in different hemispheres and with different cultures, like Norway and Japan, we tend to see differences that may be attributed to Orientalism, which I will discuss later in this podcast. So when we compare Norway and Japan, it's easier to see, since they're both whaling nations, the differences that cultures and societies may attribute to them.
So the different cultures definitely attributed to it, as you discussed in your paper. I was wondering if the difference in cultures differed what kinds of whales were hunted.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could discuss what kind of whales were hunted by the Japanese and the Norwegian people.
Yeah, certainly. So obviously whales have different habitat locations in the world, and there are lots of kinds of whales. And so Japan typically tends to hunt mink whales, but due to their wider access to the Pacific Ocean as well as the Antarctic, they can hunt sei whales and bride's whales, both of which are endangered, hence a lot of the backlash comes from that, as well as fin whales. At one point they hunted sperm whales. I don't think in the last 10 years they've hunted any, but I know in the 1990s they caught a few. They also caught a few humpback whales at one point, but that's very, very rare in their history. Norway, on the other hand, tends to look more into mink whales, and they really just hunt exclusively mink whales. They really don't interfere or harm any of the other kinds of whale species. They really just look at those mink whales, which are a small species of whale.
So since both Norway and Japan hunted mink whales, are mink whales on the verge of being endangered, or is there such a large number of them still around?
So the argument is a little tricky here. But it's believed that mink whales, because they're a smaller species, they don't need as much time to reproduce. And Japan makes the argument that mink whales are a sustainable resource to hunt. And Norway has no opinion on this argument. It just kind of hunts whales to begin with, or hunts mink whales specifically to begin with. However, the IWC, the International Whaling Convention or Commission, they believe that no whale should be hunted, so to them, the mink whale is not a sustainable resource, but to Japan, it is. So looking at the mink whale's population sustainability, statistics reveal that Norway killed 660 mink whales in 2015, while Japan killed only 405 mink whales.
One of the more fascinating things I read in your paper is how the Japanese people eat whale meat, and it's not taboo,
right?
Such as in other countries, there's foods that are eaten, such as foie gras and veal, that are viewed as taboo in other cultures.
Right. So in Japan, whale meat is not taboo. Its popularity lies primarily with the older generations because there was a food shortage after World War II. And so a lot of the elderly remember eating whale meat as a kid, and that brings back a lot of nostalgia for them. But in Japan, as of right now, in 2015, Japan's average whale meat consumption was 30 grams. So it's not a very large consumption rate in Japan, and the domestic demand really isn't there. But if you look at foie gras and veal, to Western culinary dishes,
Right. Then
you start seeing different economic demands, as well as different food practices, as well as different industries that affect how we view things. So looking at veal in America, you can kind of see like the same lacking domestic demand. In 2015, Americans consumed about 91 grams of veal. So you have a little bit more than whale meat, but not a whole lot. And this is really as a result of how the veal industry was perceived in the 1990s. And that changed over the years, and therefore veal became more popular and earned a place back on the menu. Foie gras, on the other hand, is a massive industry that really just kind of like spans the globe. And as you know, it's when you force feed ducks and geese to make their liver very fat. Mm. So all of these animals in these industries are intended for slaughter. It just depends whether or not it's a duck, a goose, or a baby calf, or a whale. Foie gras, in contrast, maintains a really high economic demand. So the European Union in 2018 produced 24.5 thousand tons of foie gras, which comprises 90% of the world's total like foie gras production. And in 2015, France alone produced 18.94 thousand tons and then consumed 18.31 thousand tons.
So a big issue recently in history is the role of Orientalism and how the West judges the East in an unfair light and stereotypes them. What role would you say Orientalism plays in the perception of eating whale meat in Japan?
So Orientalism was originally coined by Edward Said in the 1980s, and he said at the very basis of his concept that Orientalism is a concept where what is European is deemed rational and virtuous and mature and normal, while the Orient, in this case, his book referred to the Middle East, but it could refer to anywhere in the East, from Syria to India to Japan, and for the purposes of my paper, it focused solely on Japan. He said that the Orient was irrational, depraved, childlike, and different. So through Orientalism, we see just the normalcy of, say, foie gras and veal versus the difference of whale meat. Really, at the core, it's three industries that focus on rather unethical means to kill animals, but ultimately they kill the animals, and it just becomes a matter of how the industries are perceived, how the food is perceived, and how, in turn, the cultures that eat those foods are perceived.
Right, and it's interesting that the Orientalism you can really see on how much is produced of each.
Right.
The amount of foie gras that was produced compared to whale meat is staggering. So you could really see the Orientalism.
Right. Tons compared to grams.
Right. So, in current day, what's the whaling status in Japan and Norway?
So Japan continues to whale using its research program, JARPA-2, which it focuses primarily in the Antarctic, and it's beginning another research program, NUREP-A, which focuses in the Antarctic, much like JARPA did. But examining Norway and Japan further, the whaling issue possesses many different nuances that become more and more complex with the presence and interference of anti-whaling organizations such as Greenpeace and Sea Shepherd, international organizations such as the IWC, as previously mentioned, as well as the UN. In addition to other countries themselves, specifically Australia, who acts as a vanguard against whaling, and the U.S. for diplomatic reasons. So Norway, while Japan whales for research purposes, Norway continues to whale for commercial purposes, and that's really where we are at the world right now, is that both countries are continuing their whaling regimes despite backlash from organizations, Japan more so than others, and the IWC recently saw Japan leave as a member, so the future really will tell us what's happening.
So thank you, Ashley, for joining me today and talking about whaling.
Oh, thank you for having me.
No problem.
It was fun.